This year, make Valentine's Day extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Hey, Kevin Wall here. At Rhythm Kitchen, you get to choose how you want to celebrate. Their dining room and cocktail lounge will be serving a full menu beginning at 5:30. Or dine in their elegant grand ballroom with a four-course meal that you'll not soon forget. You'll enjoy lump blue crab cakes, Caesar salad, surf and turf featuring a petite filet and lobster, a tasty Valentine's Day dessert plus a commemorative bottle of champagne. You'll enjoy an incredible meal with breathtaking views of the Las Vegas Strip, all for just $175 per couple. Seating is limited, so call for reservations at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Or check out this amazing Valentine's Day package at rhythmkitchenseafoodandsteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks, conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215, 702-767-8438.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. It's live and local now. As we told you yesterday was day one of the 120-day 80th Nevada legislature. And there's no better guy to talk to on a day like this, the day after all of the pomp and circumstance in Carson City, than John Zarpolis. He is the president of Nevada Policy, better known as Nevada Policy Research Institute, or just NPRI. And he joins us in studio. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Did you see all the high fives yesterday up there in Carson City? They were so thrilled with themselves.
They were excited. They were very excited. Now, I want to ask you what the expectations should be. This thing goes by in the blink of an eye.
Yes.
It's 120 days. It'll end around the 1st of June. Tell me what we should expect, despite the fact that Democrats are controlling everything.
You know, the problem is we're still not sure which Governor Sisolak is going to show up. I mean, the one that was here in our county commission had some fiscal conservative tendencies. He was a budget hawk. He did watch spending. But who is he beholden to? I mean, unions definitely delivered the vote for him and the whole Democratic slate. And they're going to run the clock, or at least push to run the clock, on everything they want. And then we've got a lot of really hard lefties up there, and they don't seem to understand spending. So I think Sisolak could be a moderator. I know the new leader of the assembly has said something about they don't want to get too extreme or too carried away because they're worried about reelection. I hope they keep that in mind. We don't know. In the meantime, we do know they're going to increase spending and there will be no new taxes. They're just going to re-up sunsetting taxes. But we'll see, won't we?
We will all be watching together how they do this. Kelvin Atkinson, the Senate Majority Leader, said something along the lines of, we've got to make sure that we moderate our allies. And that might be the unions, that might be Plan Nevada, some of the leftist groups all across the state. It'll be interesting to see what happens. I'm curious what's going to happen with PERS. Because
I've heard no mention of anything about PERS, but it's interesting to me. People talk about we have underpaid, our teachers are underpaid. And I don't really disagree. It would be nice to pay them more, especially ones that deserve more. Merit pay would be fantastic. But we've got holes in the ship. The ship is leaking in the whole educational system because of PERS. PERS is $13.7 billion underfunded right now. And to make that up, they started charging new teachers in the system more to cover the teachers who were already in the system. So if you're – actually, I shouldn't just say teachers. This is all local and state employees in the state of Nevada. You are paying into PERS to cover what should have been funded before, the deficits. Literally, a teacher is paying $7,700 of somebody else's pension before they even get to theirs. And so we're going to give teachers a 3% raise, but in July, they're going to start taking more out of that teacher's check to go into PERS to cover the deficit. So they're not gaining a lot of ground, and they keep getting money, pay increases, but it keeps going off to offset these PERS problems. So let's fix PERS first. And that can be done if people put their mind to it.
The governor promised teachers a 3% raise. But yet you're saying that with all this PERS nonsense, a lot of that's going to get eaten up with PERS.
Absolutely. Starting in July, they're going to have to pay more. I mean, quick example. Teacher makes $40,000. They have to pay $5,850 of that to PERS. It's taken out of their check. Now, you who are out there like Metro Police, it's not taken out of your check, but you're paid less the PERS part. You don't even see it. They don't tell you you're getting that in your salary, but you're still paying it. So anyone who's in the government system, start complaining. Figure this out. Have them fix it. Not to mention when they get to the end and it's your turn to collect, will there be enough there to pay you?
Now the question is, though, we haven't heard much. We didn't hear much in the state of the state. And we haven't heard much from leaders, Democrat leaders, relative to rolling back. I mean, granted, Republicans missed a great opportunity when they held all the constitutional offices in both houses to actually fix PERS for good. They had a chance to do it like they did in Wisconsin.
Correct.
But we didn't do it. We pulled up well short of it. Now the question is, how far to the left are Democrats willing to take us on PERS, and will they just kick the can down the road?
My guess is they'll kick the can down the road. It doesn't seem like anybody wants to talk to about it. And I also wonder, what about the union leadership of teachers and government employees? Why aren't they speaking about it? It's their members who are going to be the ones who are hurt by this. Why aren't they pushing it? They've got clout right now. They got a lot of power up there. Why don't they straighten it out?
So what is it that is needed? What kind of legislation would you say is needed? Is it going to be where we change the way education is funded? That's what some Democrats tell me. Or is it something more draconian where we just say we need a huge tax increase, even though the governor promised no new tax increase?
Well, let's start with changing the PERS, the pension system. We have a defined benefit plan. You're going to get X amount when you retire versus private enterprise, and what Wisconsin moved to was a defined contribution. We're going to put X dollars in every year for you, and what's there is the end is your pension versus we're promising you $50,000 or whatever percentage of your salary at the end. The only place doing defined benefit is government, and it's not working there. So as they did in Wisconsin, they moved to defined contribution. We need to switch to a defined contribution plan. Obviously, the people that have been promised, maintain the promises, finish that up, but start getting to a system that isn't going to get us into trouble in the future.
And what is that number again? You kind of raced through the number. What was it?
$7,700 is being paid for teachers who have left the system. For
That's
a teacher is paying $7,700 towards people other than herself or himself.
And to somebody that's making $50,000, $60,000 a year, that's a big chunk.
It's a big chunk. It's not all coming out of their salary. Half is being matched by the Board of Education, but half? I mean, you know, as I said, out of $40,000 salary, it's $5,850 you're paying.
Let me ask you, the governor promised in his state of the state no new taxes. Wait a minute.
Okay.
You're laughing. You're laughing.
Okay.
That was the governor talking.
Yes.
And now you're laughing at that comment. I'm assuming you don't believe the comment or what?
It's like the definition
of
ears.
Or by the way, do I have a good future in stand-up? I don't know.
Well, with a very limited audience, you know, guys around NPRI would love you. But he wants to take taxes which are sunsetting and declining and keep them up at the rate they're currently at. So is that a new tax? Well, it's a remodeling of an old tax. We don't know. And the problem is, if it's not a new tax, they don't need the supermajority to pass it. They claim, but I guarantee it'll go to court because I think it's a new tax. I mean, a tax was spelled out. It's going to decline.
If it looks like
decline.
A tax, smells like a tax, walks like a tax, right. It must be a tax.
But the Democrats say, no, it's not a new tax, so we don't need to go. We have a supermajority. So they don't need that one vote in the Senate. They have the supermajority in the Assembly anyway.
By the way, for those of you wondering, you know, what's this John Sarpolis guy? I mean, what's he doing for lunch today? We'll tell you what he's doing for lunch. He's some sing for their supper. John's going to be speaking for his lunch. We'll tell you where coming up, and we got a lot of ground to cover because this 120-day Nevada legislature is off and running. God only knows what they'll come up with. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up, live and local now.
Councilman Steve Soroka ran on a promise of settling the issues regarding Badlands Golf Course, that he would work with all parties to solve the issues once and for all. That promise was empty. All he has done since his election is delay and obstruct any attempts toward a solution. Though the owners of the property are willing to meet anytime, anywhere to discuss the issue, Councilman Soroka has met with them once. Doesn't sound like someone who is working toward a solution. His refusal to resolve the matter not only leaves a huge undeveloped area in the middle of the district, but has left the taxpayers on the hook for possible endless legal bills and huge damage awards while killing the opportunity for hundreds of jobs and millions in economic activity in the process. Enough is enough. It's time to put an end to this once and for all and recall Steve Soroka and elect someone who will solve problems and not compound them. To learn more about the issue and how you can be involved, please visit StopSoroka.com. StopSoroka.com. This ad was paid for by the committee to recall Councilman Steve Soroka.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. Have you been wanting to start a business, but just can't seem to find the time to go through the mountains of paperwork the government requires? Are you just overwhelmed by the bureaucracy and the burdensome regulations? Well, fear no more, because the Taylor Consulting Group is your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Whether it's starting a restaurant, a tavern, or a cafe, our knowledgeable staff will guide you through the licensing process. We specialize in gaming licenses, liquor licenses, and land use consulting. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
Hi, I'm Daniel Hontrew, Senior Policy Analyst for Nevada Policy. When the Nevada legislature is in session, there are a lot of special interests trying to tell lawmakers how to spend your tax dollars. Lobbyists, labor unions, cronies from all industries, They're all in Carson City trying to get a piece of your hard-earned money. So, who's speaking on behalf of you, on behalf of taxpayers? That's why this year, Nevada Policy is on the ground in Carson City. I'm here, in the legislature, making sure that real Nevadans, taxpayers, parents, and business owners have a voice this session. It's more important than ever that we take an active role this year. That's why Nevada Policy is getting more involved and making it easier for you to get involved as well. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to track the bills we're watching and to stay up to date about how lawmakers are trying to spend your money. Be sure to visit Nevada Policy's online legislative tracker to follow the issues that matter the most at NevadaPolicy.org. That's NevadaPolicy.org, because someone has to speak for taxpayers this session.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. John Zarpolis, the president of NPRI. We do a lot with NPRI because you know what? They've got a ton of people who write, research, and break news. And so we want to. We always stay close to them. John, one thing I know that I've learned over the years, you guys are very thorough. But the other thing I learned, you guys love to have fun.
We do.
No. You guys have two or three or four events over the course of the year, some up north,
yep,
some down here, but they're always really, really fun. And you've just gotten, I just saw the contract. You're ready to go in June.
Just this morning, June 19th. In Reno at the Peppermill, we've got Tammy Bruce coming. We're really excited. She is fun, dynamic speaker. We love that they interact with our people, our donors, our supporters. We always have a little VIP reception, and that's a really great time to talk with her, et cetera, et cetera. But our speakers always hang around the general reception after the dinner.
Pictures, whatever
and
you want.
Answer questions. Really talk. I mean, Last year we had Kimberly Strassel. She hung around. She was the last one to leave the room.
Isn't that amazing?
It's fantastic.
What do you try and do at NPRI when you throw these galas and these dinners? And by the way, one more time on the where. This is in Northern Nevada, Peppermill.
Reno, Peppermill, June 19th, Tammy Bruce. We'll be getting that up on our website literally next week. And we just signed the contract today, so this is all hot.
Oh, this is cool.
Yeah, I mean, this morning.
So we're breaking some news.
Yep, absolutely.
What do you hope to do when you bring people together? And you have all these great speakers over the years. You've had some just phenomenal speakers. What are you trying to do with these dinners?
Motivate people to get involved, to be activists, to write the check, to follow NPRI's legislative tracker at NevadaPolicy.org, and then send a letter, an email to your assembly person. Sign up for NPRI at NPRI.org. Get on our email list, and we'll tell you what's breaking and what's happening and tell you who to write to. We want people to step up. We're not going to make change just by listening and leaning back. We got to do things.
Well, and that's where I think you differ maybe from some of your predecessors when NPRI was kind of a sleepy, and I say this out of love, but it was kind of a sleepy think tank. Now you are trying to get people to become citizen activists. And there is a difference.
Yes, Nevada Policy has always been about good research, solid information, and getting it out. But now it's getting it out and then getting people to act. When you see hospitality's buses lining up people to go vote, you've got to do more than just talk. We've got to get people activated. They've got to do if we're going to really make change.
Okay. I want to ask you about some of the issues that are out there. Tonight, of course, the president, the State of the Union. I know this is outside of state business, but you are a student of this whole thing. What do you expect from the president? Do you think there might be a surprise or two somewhere in there?
Yeah, we will see. You know, it's going to talk about bipartisanship. I hope he shames them a little bit into doing something. I'm going to be watching. I'm excited to see what's going to come out of it. I don't know. I just think he's in a tough bargaining situation here. And let me also say, because you promoted as we went into the break, I will be speaking today at noon at the Nevada Men's Republican Club, which I think is about to change its name to the Nevada Republican Club.
Yep. They're going to eliminate men's.
Yeah.
Mainly because most of the people I see at the luncheons and at their different events, they're women.
Yep, including their president.
Yeah.
So at the Valley High Country Club in Seeley's at 11:30 today. So please come by and... I will be speaking about what's happening. I'm giving a fuller report on what we expect in terms of legislation in Carson City. But boy, there is so much going on. I don't know if I'm going to get through it in the 40 minutes I've got to talk with them.
Speak fast.
I can do that.
Speak fast. I'm curious, though, that getting back to Trump, how difficult it is. Even the guy that wrote The Art of the Deal.
Yeah.
How do you negotiate with somebody who simply says, I'm not going to negotiate. There's not going to be $1 for a wall. When you begin from, there's not going to be $1 for the wall, how do you get somebody to actually negotiate? Negotiate implies some form of compromise.
Right.
Minuscule though it might be.
Yeah. I'm going to bring it back to Nevada. NPRI, Nevada Policy, is trying to be much more bipartisan, work with the other side. There's things where we can come together to pass. They so dug in on a federal level on this wall issue that I don't know how he gets around it. Maybe they can cut some kind of a deal on some border stuff, but I don't know about the wall.
I'm just curious. You know, we always talk, and Daniel Honcharu, I think, probably said it best, that one of the things that you're going to see in Carson City and from NPRI is this notion of actually talking to people on the other side of the aisle.
Absolutely.
Are there issues you think that Democrats and Republicans maybe can find some common ground with? Are there any that are out there just off the top of your head?
Sure. Civil asset forfeiture. The police do a raid, do a bust, whatever you want to call it, and they seize assets they happen to find. They find cash, you know, on the table or in the couch or something, and they take those assets, and even if it doesn't come to trial, even if the person was not found guilty, they keep it. The way to get it back is you have to sue for it. So if you're a low-income family, they've come in, and you've been accused of something, and they don't then go to trial, or you're found innocent, you don't get the money back unless you get a lawyer to go after it. So say they seize $200 and it costs you $500 to hire a lawyer to get your money back, you're not going to do it. So that's just not right. There's no proven guilt. You're still innocent, and yet they're taking your property. So there's common ground here.
I want you to have a great lunch, and I can't wait to see what you're going to talk about. Thank you so much for coming by and for all that you guys do at NPRI. We're going to continue to follow what's going on up in Carson City with Daniel Honcharu. We'll be doing that every Friday and as needed. Thank you so much, and you have yourself a great day.
I'm going to have a fun one.
It may end up being the best speech of the day between here and Washington, D.C. Well, it's the Nevada Republican Men's Club, and it's going to be great. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
Silver spoon in hand, y'all know to help themselves. 790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
And local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Okay, so here's the deal. We've got the State of the Union tonight, okay, or this afternoon or whatever. And I think there's going to be a surprise somewhere in there. I think this president might just be looking for that moment that will be replayed time and time and time and time again. And it's got to be a positive one. Now, they're talking about unity. The problem is that half of those folks tonight, half of the 535 members are going to sit on their hands. And they're probably not going to applaud. And it's going to be ugly. And I hate to say it, but I think that's the way it's going to be. I don't know if he's going to mention Ralph Northam. I think it'd be a good opportunity to do it with a big audience. That, you know, we decry blackface, but we find abhorrent the notion of killing born babies. And in fact, I'm going to ask Ronna Romney McDaniel, chair of the Republican National Committee at 11 o'clock. I'm going to ask her if she thinks there's going to be maybe a surprise or two. They're going to do the usual invitations, including a young boy who is being bullied at his school. Joshua Trump, a sixth grader, who, as the White House explains, quote, has been bullied in school due to his last name. He is not in any way related to the president. But he's in the news a few months ago due to him getting bullied over his last name. The bullying started 2 years ago when he was at Claymont Elementary School, according to his principal. That was about the time Donald J. Trump became president. Joshua's family might change his last name from Trump, which he got from his mother, Megan Trump, to Berto, his father's last name, all that to stop the school bullying. Should a child have to stop school bullying by changing his last name? Is that how bad it has gotten? His mom said on Facebook, I had to sit down with my son and hear him tell me that he hates himself and that he feels sad all the time. Well, he will be in the crowd at the State of the Union. Who else? Who else is going to be there? Grace Eline, a 10-year-old cancer survivor. Judas Samet, a member of the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, who survived that horrific shooting. Tom Wibberly, the father of a Navy seaman, killed in a terrorist attack. They're going to be there. I mean, it will be remarkably similar, I think, to other State of the Union addresses. But don't ask me why. But I just think there may be a surprise somewhere in this speech. You know, we always talk about how politicians are always afraid of the so-called YouTube moment. That moment that's captured on video and that ends up going viral. I mean, might the president turn around to Nancy Pelosi? Nancy, will you give me your nod of the head that you will agree to negotiate in good faith so we don't have to have another government shutdown on February 15? I would love to see him do that. Do you think this president would go to that extent to put her on notice? I think he would. I hope he does. I absolutely love that. Then there's the issue. I don't know if it'll get covered tonight. And it's Ralph Northam. Should he be forced out of office? And for what reason? For the reason that he at some point wore blackface, mimicking Michael Jackson moonwalking? Or because of his tortured explanation, this bizarre explanation of how you can take a baby out of the womb, a born baby, and then kill it. They call that infanticide. Now, Jim Moran, let's go to cut one real quick. Jim Moran is a former Virginia congressman, was on with Anderson Cooper last night, and understands those who feel that Ralph Northam should not be forced out. And in fact, he supports that until we have more information.
He's not, though, the only person who has a history of being an honest man. Nobody is indispensable. And my understanding on Virginia is that this is actually probably the three most important days in Virginia politics right now in terms of budgeting and priorities. And for the governor not to even really to be sequestered dealing with his own issues, is he really serving the people of the Commonwealth of Virginia?
You know, that's up to him, Anderson. But frankly, Ralph Northam, after this experience, would have the highest motivation possible to actually fulfill his promise and what I know to be a personal commitment to secure greater racial justice in this state, to do what's right. And I want somebody with that motivation. I'm more interested in the future. I want this state and this country to heal. You look at Lyndon Johnson, no untarnished Northern liberal could ever have gotten the Voting Rights Act passed or the Great Society programs. He wants to be a bridge builder. And, if you're going to build a bridge, you have to be familiar with the terrain on both sides of that divide. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, that's fair. Now let's go to Gloria Borger. She is a talking head on CNN. This is cut four. And this is to Ralph North. By the way, I don't usually agree with on this point. This is one of the examples of crisis management that I think I've seen. I mean, this really is exactly, this is exhibit A on what not to do. Don't volunteer at a news conference involving using blackface after you offer to moonwalk like Michael Jackson. Fortunately, his wife stepped in and said, "Okay, that's not a good example." Here's Gloria Borger last night on CNN.
If you were going to teach someone damage control and how not to do it, the governor is a perfect example.
Yeah, because he couldn't even come up with how bad this is.
He changed his story. Mm-hmm. Then he tried to sort of get ahead of another story about using blackface, imitating a Michael Jackson. And then what was so interesting to me is there were three senators, Kane, Warner, and Scott, who gave him a little time mm-hmm. before his press conference. After his press conference, when he seemed to have no sense of how raw this was for people, how important it is to the state of Virginia, and he made some jokes and almost moonwalk.
Thank God his wife was there. Do not moonwalk. Right. It's not appropriate.
After his damage control.
You always wonder in some of these, why the wife has been forced to stand there. Now we know.
But let me just say, after his damage control, mm-hmm. so-called damage control, the three senators came out and said, "You got to go."
It was not exactly great crisis management. Stick around. I'm going to open up our phone lines. This Virginia thing is fascinating to me, maybe not to you, and that's okay. But to me, it's a great exhibition of what not to do. You know, when it comes to stuff like this. Here's the phone number. 844, the number 2, Nevada. It's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. We'll get to your calls on the other side. Is it time for this guy to step down? And the guy that wants to step up is the woman who has come forward claiming she was sexually abused by the lieutenant governor back in 2004. Is it time for him to go? This keeps getting more and more bizarre. And then the double standard gets larger and larger the further we look into this. My name is Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449, and find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost, the list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners, get involved, and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. In fact, one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Here is a friendly reminder. Remember, you heard it here first. Valentine's Day, just around the corner. And trust me, you do not want to forget Valentine's Day. So celebrate at Ichabod's. Thursday, February 14th, beginning at 3 p.m., you and your main squeeze can choose from veal marsala, walleye, surf and turf, lamb chops, and my favorite, succulent prime rib. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. And have a happy Valentine's Day. Tell you what, let's do. We'll get to your calls in a couple of minutes. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show. Here's how you do it. 844, the number 2, Nevada. And one of the things I want to get into is this whole notion of whether the president should call out the Democrats or not. I mean, it's kind of a captive audience. I mean, what's the worst they could do? Walk out? But it's tough to do a unity speech when you know that half of the audience is probably going to be against you and wants to see you fail. So should he do a unity speech, or should he call out the Democrats by name? Turn around and say, Nancy, I'm willing to negotiate. Are you? And if so, let's negotiate right here, right now. I hope he does it. And again, joining us at the top of the hour will be Ronna McDaniel. She is the chair of the Republican National Committee. And I'm going to be fascinated to see what she thinks. Should the president confront Democrats or be conciliatory? And I'll be honest with you, with most presidents, I would say it would be conciliatory. With this president, I'm never quite sure. I'm just not sure which way he'll go, or whether he would change minutes before the speech. After everything's loaded into the teleprompter, all of a sudden the president would decide to kind of wing it. I don't know. Let's get to your phone calls. A lot of you are holding very patiently. We thank you for that. Tell you what, let's go to Bob in Las Vegas. Bob, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin, thank you very much. Well, I'd like to address some things in NPRI, but at the same time, talk about the president's speech tonight. I think the thing to watch is going to be the young communist on the Democratic Party, Pelosi. This mean, scorned woman, rich woman, is clearly having some rebellion in her ranks, and I would not be surprised if some kind of antics were pulled there. In addition to that,
Bob, like what? When you say antics, what do you mean antics?
Well, there could be boo calls, hissing calls, liar. Could be somebody could unfold a flyer. I'm very concerned about those people more than I am Trump. But did that answer your question, Kevin?
Well, you mean like decorum? Will they be polite? Will they be civil? Or will they catcalls?
Right, that's what I'm saying. Okay. What I'm saying is that so now the next thing is Trump is a strong individualist and a free enterpriser that represents, not to mention a constitutional person, but he has the inclination to go off on his own, and I think we're going to have to watch that very close. In any case, I support him. Can I mention something about the NPR guy?
Please do.
Well, first of all, I support those people, but if I heard him correctly, I'm busy working, I can't always listen to your entire program, and I apologize if I'm off the message, but when he talked about the teachers getting a raise in PERS and TERS, this is the problem, ladies and gentlemen. This is exactly the problem. In the old days when I was younger, you never paid a public employee's retirement or investment plan. There was none of that crap. This is real simple. You never obligated the citizen into some type of indenturement to pay somebody else. We don't do that. We pay a public employee a certain fixed amount of wages. And by the way, there's essential services and amenities, but they're now trying to morph the word essential. So now we have to have life essential and amenities. If we don't stop right now, and take this all public employee unions, them people, in my opinion, are criminals. But the point is that we need to stop right now, redefine our government, what services are, what is life essential and essential amenities are. And if we don't start there now, we're going to lose this whole thing, Kevin. This whole thing's going over the edge. And I really think if Trump doesn't get it in 2020, we're going to see something the likes of which we've never seen before about the division in this country.
Wow. Bob, thank you. I like the way he thinks. I do worry about a Democrat walk out or something like that. I do worry this whole notion of decorum and civility, which gets thrown out the window when it comes to Democrats. No, it really does. Joel, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Kevin. With regard to the State of the Union, it's supposed to be the head of government, the executive of the United States, submitting a report on the State of the Union to Congress and to the country. It's not a pep rally for Trump. It's not a Republican versus a Democrat thing, or it shouldn't be. We don't want to hear people yell liar like we've heard before from members of Congress to the person who's giving the speech. It should be a bipartisan report to the nation of this is where we are right now, plus this is where we want to go in the next year. I don't want to see Trump turn around and confront Pelosi. I don't want to hear any childish taunting by anyone. That makes absolutely no sense. That's not what this is all about. It's about reporting to the nation as to what our state is at this point in time, and how he, as the executive, wants to proceed and the vision he has for the next year. That's what it's all about.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I would not put it past this president to drop something into this speech, which is a little bit surprising. I just wouldn't. Hey, don't forget, all in-studio guests on Live and Local Now receive a bottle of real water. You know, with real water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? Well, since real water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Real water, it's available right now at Terrible Herbs gas stations all across Nevada and in participating Valley Meat Markets in Indio for the everyday low price of just $2 for $3. That's right, $2 for $3. And you want to save even more money on real water? Try real water home delivery. Wayne Allen Root's a customer, so am I. You can be too. Just go to realwaterhomedelivery.com. They bring it right to your front door. And you save a ton of dough on real water. What's not to like about that? Check it out, realwaterhomedelivery.com. I'm Kevin Wall. Ronna McDaniel, chair of the Republican National Committee, joins us next on Live and Local Now. This year, make Valentine's Day extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Hey, Kevin Wall here. At Rhythm Kitchen, you get to choose how you want to celebrate. Their dining room and cocktail lounge will be serving a full menu beginning at 5:30. Or dine in their elegant grand ballroom with a four-course meal that you'll not soon forget. You'll enjoy lump blue crab cakes, Caesar salad, surf and turf featuring a petite filet and lobster, a tasty Valentine's Day dessert plus a commemorative bottle of champagne. You'll enjoy an incredible meal with breathtaking views of the Las Vegas Strip, all for just $175 per couple.
Seating is limited, so call for reservations at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Or check out this amazing Valentine's Day package at RhythmKitchenSeafoodAndSteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks, conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215, 702-767-8438.